And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
We ended up last week in Psalm 119 in verse 6. Let's back up to verse 5. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Exclamation point. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Upon reflecting upon the responsibility set before him, the psalmist cried out for grace, in fact, help to keep all of God's word. All too often the spirit is willing, the Bible says, but oh, how weak our flesh is. All too often we are careless in our dedication. How often do we talk about doing God's work, but fail to actually do it? David, in realizing all of this, with a sigh of remorse, vowed dedication and obedience to the things of God. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. The statutes there, that's another, you know, all through this psalm, it'll talk about the word, statutes, testimonies, the law, but it's all in reference to the Word of God. And David here said, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. We ought to have a desire in our soul as the redeemed of the Lord that our ways, our way of life, our way of walking would be directed to keep His Word. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Then shall I not be ashamed. Realizing that there was a whole spectrum of divine commandments, a lot of commandments from God, David determined to have respect to all of them. That is, he determined to be obedient to them all. And the only way that he could please God is utter obedience to all of God's commandments. Though David surely failed, as we all as men and women do in that regard, it was the intention of his heart. He longed to be totally obedient to God, that he would not be embarrassed or ashamed when he stood before God. I think about that I know I don't keep all of God's commandments and I fail him. But I have a desire not to fail God, that I won't fail the grace of God, to bring shame on the grace of God and on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I'm glad there's coming a day when we get a glorified body. See, when this body of flesh dies and the soul is separated from it, and we get that glorified body, we're no longer shackled by the old nature and the flesh and sin, because it's died and been given a new body in Christ. And I'm glad of that, and I praise God that there is coming a day when I will have a perfect body, and I will not be ashamed, because I'll then have total respect in all God's commandments. I will be without sin. Sin is put to death in this flesh through the death of this body. Or if the Lord comes and I'm still alive in the rapture, it said we'll still be changed. This corruptible must put on incorruption. And that's the change from this old nature to that glorified body. Now let's look in verse 7 and 8. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. The tone here is set for praise and worship. It shifts from heartfelt prayer to heartfelt praise. David vowed to praise God with an upright heart as he learned the principle of righteousness in God's Word. See, he said there, I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. See, you can't praise God with an upright heart until you have learned His righteous judgments from His Word. Several comments cry out to be uttered. Another synonym is presented for God's Word as His judgments. As we absorb God's Word, we soon will be impressed with the principle of righteousness. The Bible is full of righteous and godly things. And as we begin to consume and meditate and feed and engulf the Word of God in our heart, it's going to produce these things. As this first paragraph of this psalm nears its end, a profound sequence comes into focus. As we walk in the law of the Lord, seeking Him with our whole heart, determined to be completely obedient, righteousness will become the focus and practice of our lives. Did you see that? I will praise thee with uprightness when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. David therefore vowed in verse 8, I will keep thy statutes. In the reflecting upon the profound implications of obedience to the Word of God, David vowed obedience and he said, oh, forsake me not utterly. Knowing that his own failings and sin, David concludes this subchapter by crying out to God to never forsake him completely. He knew that sin had alienated himself from his God many times, but his plea is that God would not forsake him altogether. And I'm glad that Christ gave us that promise in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God promised that He'll never leave us. See, when we get away from God and stray and get cold and backslide as a Christian, as a saved person, we must realize that we left the Lord and drifted from Him. He didn't drift and leave us. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Then I love this next verse. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. David begins this second paragraph by asking a question. How could a young man cleanse his way? How could a young man cleanse his way? You know, that's a very good question. I know in our day, people want to tell people, you know, if you've got a drinking problem, go to AA. If you've got a pornography problem, go to some anonymous group for people who have pornography problems. If you've got a problem with gambling, go to Gambling Anonymous. I mean, they've got a program and a social counseling for everything. But I want to tell you how a young man can cleanse his way. And to get cleansed from that stuff, even if they're not saved, they could get cleansed from those outward sins by just listening and taking heed thereunto according to thy word. This is talking about obedience to God's word. Obedience to the word of God without will never fail to cleanse our ways and lives. Thus, the obedience to the Word of God should remain the primary focus of this blessed psalm, and it does. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Maybe some preachers and pastors and churches, they say, what's going on with our young people? Said they dress like the world, they wear their clothes half off and half on, they're desiring tattoos, the boys are desiring jewelry, they're eat up with the world, they're eat up with the world's music, they've got the world's hairstyles, these boys got their hair down over their ears and in their eyes and can't see, and the girls are wanting to look like harlots instead of ladies, and the boys are just as bad, and they say, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's they've not cleansed their way by taking heed thereunto the word. And that's a lot of the parents and the older people's problem in the church too. It would do us all good. We could all benefit from this verse, young, old, middle-aged, anywhere in between. Wherewithal shall any man cleanse his way? taking heed thereunto according to thy word. To take heed to the word of God, to listen to the word of God and apply it, that's what's going to cleanse your way. Then we see in verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Once again, the word is translated whole heart. It refers simply to the heart of man. However, the clear implication of his wholehearted dedication, David freely and openly cried out with his whole heart seeking after God. It was Caleb and Joshua who had wholly followed the Lord, totally followed the Lord, and David knew that. They only, of that generation that came out of Egypt, were allowed to enter into the promised land. David further knew that God had required that he seek him with his whole heart. And he knew that God promised specific blessings for serving him with a whole heart. David knew that Joshua had commanded Israel to serve God with all their hearts. And then he finishes up that verse, "Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." The word translated as wander has the sense to lead astray. The thought here is being led astray from God's word and obedience thereunto it. David therefore pled with God to keep him from being so led astray. He was well aware of the distractions and the diversions of life which lead to detours from God's way. Oh, I want to say, God, help us right here. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. There's a lot of pressure today on the preachers that are still preaching this old-time way. And I don't care much for modern-day preachers who won't call sin, sin, who won't preach the Word of God, who won't stand for holiness and godliness. And I just pray that in the midst of my standing, that God gives me strength. And I say, oh, God, let me not wander. I don't want to be led astray from the commandments of God in the Word of God. There's a danger of being led astray. We're prone to wander because our old nature is still there. I don't have to be in bondage. I'm not in bondage to my old nature. I don't even have to fear my old nature. The Bible says the fear of God's the beginning of wisdom. I should fear God, but I do need to respect that old nature and realize that it's my enemy. You know who Chad Johnson's greatest enemy is? Myself. That's your greatest enemy, is that depraved nature that's still there even after salvation. That old sin nature is there. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. That should be the prayer of all the redeemed, that we wouldn't wander and stray and get away from God's commandments. What he has commanded us to do, we ought to do it with our whole heart. God bless you. Next week, we'll pick up in Psalm 119 and verse 11.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.